Ash Mountain. Written by Helen Fitzgerald and read by Fiona MacLeod. There was an emergency siren coming from outside. She checked online. No updates for Ash Mountain yet. No need to panic. "Dad, the town siren's going off," she yelled from the hall. "Not sure why, nothing online. I'm going to get Vonnie. Back soon." Fran grabbed her backpack and shut the door behind her. She knew she couldn't leave early, but expected she'd at least believe early and not be one of those ignoramuses who are like, "Hey, take my pick. Check out nature." Is that? Can you please tell me what I'm seeing? Believing was proving difficult, however. To her right, coming in from the northwest, a gigantic wall of black and grey and red, a tsunami of smoke hundreds of metres high, had cut the world in half. She lost a few seconds to disbelief. Was it just clouds? Aliens? The sherry she'd had at 10:20 a.m.? She raced back inside to her bedroom and threw on jeans, jumper, leather boots, gloves, and a beanie. She put a blanket in her backpack, ran down the hall and hugged her dad. "There's a fire to the north. You follow the drill." Shutting the front door behind her once more, she checked that all the windows and doors were closed, that the sprinklers were on and the roof damp. She considered the four-wheel drive, but Dante had taken it to the beach with Tiffany. She considered going back inside again and staying there, which would be safe, probably, but she had to be with Vonnie no matter what, so decided against it. She considered the two remaining ostriches and, as per the fantasy she secretly enjoyed sometimes, decided against them. On foot, the convent hall was a kilometre southeast of the farm. She knew the route too well, every dry inch, and thumbed her phone as she pounced over ditches and dead marsupials. 000, said a woman. "What's your emergency?" "There's a firestorm coming straight for Ash Mountain," said Fran, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. "It's above McBean's Hill. There are embers. Oh, shit, it's coming fast. Something's happened. Oh, the sky. Oh, my God. And the wind's gone crazy. No one knows here. There is nothing online. We need help." She couldn't hear what the woman was saying. Nothing useful. Was she on hold? She hung up and dialed her dad. Engaged. Somehow, she was still running, and she only winced a little when three kangaroos overtook her, embers landing on their backs from the reddening sky. "Oh, thank God," her dad answered this time. "It's bad and close," she said. "I'm sorry I left you alone there, but I have to be with Vonnie. You stick to the plan, though. We'll be home soon."